I always felt that it was quite, I was quite fortunate, like perhaps many others. I don't know if any of them had ever thought of it that way, or that I had an opportunity to live both ways, mm-hmm. to live the white man's way and the Indian way, mm-hmm. you know? And we lived pretty much in the white man's way, because my mother had went to school here at the, what they used to call the old Indian boarding school here at Fort Yates, which was run by Catholic nuns. And our schools in those days, even when I went to school there later, after my mother had married, and then when I was old enough to go to school, I went to the same school. And they weren't too much concerned about teaching you that 2 and 2 made 4. They were more concerned about teaching you how to make a home and such, you know. The girls were taught to bake and to sew and such as this. So in our home, we lived pretty much the white man's way. We had tables and chairs in our home, and of course, occasionally my grand folks would come, and of course, we'd live Indian way. Then my father died when I was 15 years old. I was the oldest in the family. There was only 2 of us boys. And after my father died, then my mother went right back to the Indian way of life.
Oh.
So then I had an opportunity to live strictly Indian way. Mm-hmm. So I've always felt I was very fortunate that I had an opportunity to live both ways, you know. Mm-hmm. Indian traditions and Indian customs I can well accept. Also, I can also accept the white man's mm-hmm. way of life, what we call modern society today.